Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
That is 48240.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
And that's Sandy Krause, K-R-A-U-S-E.
All right. Thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
18845 Denby, and that's in Redford, Michigan.
All right, thank you. I've located this account. This is for a, let's see, a tablet sweepstakes offering. Looks like you paid the shipping and handling, and that was for the sweepstakes offering to win that iPad. So it charges each month a fee of $56.95 for that entry. Is there anything I can help you with today?
Yes, I need to cancel that. I called yesterday to cancel it, and he said he would send me an email, but I haven't received anything.
Okay, let me take a look here. I do see that the account was canceled. I'll resubmit that request to for the cancellation. Now, it may take 24 to 48 hours for you to receive the cancellation email. It will be coming from the corporate office. Were you issued a cancellation number yesterday?
No,
verbally?
I wasn't.
Okay. I can give that to you verbally if you would like.
Okay. I'm going to grab a pen here. Okay. Now, do I... How do I get that fee back? Do I get a reimbursement on that?
Let me take a look here. If I'm able to help you, I definitely will. All right. So it looks like as a courtesy, I can issue a refund of 35%, and you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right, let me get that in place for you, and I'm going to make sure I have the correct email address. All right, so I've issued the refund, and the email address I have on file, sandyk532@aol.com.
That's my email address, yes.
Okay, good. All right, so expect that email with the cancellation in the next 24 to 48 hours. Is there anything else I can help you with?
You know what? He did give me a cancellation code of KC021. Is that correct?
I'm not showing that here. I'm not going to say that it's not, but the cancellation number that I'm showing is the
C259-109-440. Oh, wow. That's quite different. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it shows it provided a cancellation code. Yes, ma'am, I see that. But okay. It was canceled, so I'm not sure. I'll make sure to mention that to my manager so that we're all on the same page.
Okay.
All right.
And that was 259-109-440.
Yes, correct. With the letter C to begin with. C for canceled.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said you're able to give me 35% of the $56.95?
Yes, ma'am. Correct. I've issued that refund, and you should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And then it's not going to charge me anymore, right? You've canceled the whole subscription.
Right. Yes, ma'am. It was canceled on your last call-in on the 2nd. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
No problem. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.